I think that today in morning class, Sriman Namini Krishna Brahmachari, he had come, had spoke so many things. But I think they all were not present there. Krishna himself not coming. Or in Treta Yug, when Ram himself not coming, then this Advaita Charya Mahavishnu plays the roles of Krishna also. What Krishna? Then in Dwapar Yug, when Krishna is not there, any Yugavatar comes in Dwapar Yug, and his name is Krishna. But not this Krishna. Also he comes in Treta Yuga in Rukma Varna. Rukma Varna means reddish color. And also in Kali Yuga he comes like Kalki, Vaman, Nrisimha. All are the manifestation of this Mahavishnu, Yugavatars. So, Mahavishnu is qualified to establish Yuga Dharma. Go on.
So, just as in the previous ages, as Gurudev has just mentioned,
Because he is also Sarvajna. Sarvajna means?
All knowing.
He knew that my Prabhu, Krishna himself, want to taste and distribute the sprinkles of Braj Prem in world. So he called. Otherwise, why he will call? He knew this thing because he is the manifestation of Baladev Prabhu. So he knew all these things, and it was not certain till that time that when Mahaprabhu will come. He thought, why so late? This is the actual time. He should come just now. He will come. It is no certainty when he will come. And he is thinking that I will come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. So it may take a very long time for him. Perhaps he will come in the last of this yuga. So I want that he should come at once because he is seeing everywhere no bhakti. Mayavad is to be explained everywhere. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, all were there. So he was disturbed. If my Prabhu will not come, I will destroy whole world. I have created and again I will destroy. So he is calling like that. What process he adopted?
So he worshipped Shalgram Shila with Ganges water and Tulsi leaves, having with each two Tulsi leaves the Tulsi bud mandira. And in this way he worshipped about seven or eight, Naveen Prabhu was explained, seven or eight Tulsi leaves in this way daily and called for the descent of the Lord.
Go on.
So, as Gurudev has just explained, that the Yugavatar generally would come at the end of the Yuga. Just as Krishna, he came at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Lord Ram, he also came at the end of Treta Yuga, and Kalki used to come at the end of Kali Yuga. But because of the urgency of the situation, also to fulfill the desire of the Lord, he called for the Lord to come, and he came. he came in the beginning of Kali Yuga. So Advaita Acharya, in his childhood pastimes, he was known as Kamlaksha. Kamlaksha
one
means...
One thing more. How he was worshipping? Only giving Tulasi and Gangajal to the lotus feet of Sri Shalagram Shila. This was his...
mode of worship.
No. By heart he was crying and weeping and calling. This is the process of kirtan. Not only archan will do, but giving this, I am offering this Gangajal and Tulasi Manjari with Tulasi lips and crying bitterly, O Krishna, come at once. Like this. This calling is called kirtan. So by this he was doing these things. And that is why Krishna heard and his asana was shaking. His throne was shaking in Vrindavan Golok. And he decided that I should must go in immediately. Go on.
So in his childhood pastimes, he was known as Kamlaksha. Kamlaksha means lotus-eyed one, because his bodily form was very, very beautiful and he had lotus-like eyes. So when one pastime is when he was a very young boy, his parents, they would go and worship deity of Durga. And Kamlaksha would go, but he would never pay obeisances. And this was disturbing the parents and other elder people in the neighborhood. So one time they forced Kamlaksha that you go and you pay your obeisances. So Kamlaksha, he went in the temple room and he went to bow down his head. And at that time there was a big explosion. So everybody was wondering, what's going on? What is the cause of this? That this boy must be, there must be something very, very special. So Kamlaksha, he explained that, well, I didn't want to pay but my obeisances, but you kept on insisting. And you forced
and what
me.
Became of the deity of Durga? At once smashed. She could not be here. He done not pranam.
So the deity exploded.
So if you are worshipping Krishna and having so many Ganesh, Shankar, all other deities, your bhakti will go away like that. Explanation, kya what?
So then another reason is that Advaita Acharya, being expansion of Mahavishnu, that actually he is the husband of Durga. And Naveen Krishna Prabhu explained that it is not somehow proper for the husband to pay obeisances to the wife.
Yes.
So,
what was that? What did you say?
Shadow, not Lakshmi.
That
this Maha Maya is not real Lakshmi, but shadow of Lakshmi of Advaita Acharya.
The shadow is the basis of the form and sense of
awesome. So,
you were talking about why it actually exploded.
After that, what did you say?
Those were the explanations that I remember.
Yeah. Mahaprabhu, he was always treating Advaita Acharya as a spiritual master.
Oh, so there was another pastime. Because Advaita Acharya, he was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And also Ishvara Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was similarly disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So following the proper etiquette, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was treating Advaitacharya as spiritual master, as one should treat the god brother, one spiritual master. But Advaitacharya, he was not happy because he could understand that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is sometimes chastising other devotees, and they're getting such mercy by getting the chastisement, and here I'm being treated in a worshipable way. So he devised a plan by which he would get Mahaprabhu to change his mood towards him. And in Shantipur, where Dvaitacharya, he had a house, he started to study one Mayavad scripture, Yoga Vashishta. And he was studying the scripture, and then word got to Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu found out...
What he was telling? What was he was explaining to audience? You are all God. Brahma has no shape. You are the same. You have nothing to worship to anyone. Your wife, your son, or all creatures and all everything which we see, all are Parabrahma. We want only mukti, these things.
So he was preaching like this, and when Mahaprabhu found out, he became very furious, and immediately he ran to Shantipur, and he ran to the place where Dvaitacharya was, and he grabbed him and started slapping him, punching him, jumped on him, elbowing him, stomping him.
Beard.
Like this.
Yes.
So, in this way, Sita Thakurani, she was watching and she was seeing. She was thinking, oh, my husband is an old man, and Mahaprabhu, he's in the prime of his youth. My husband will die.
Nimai Pandit is so young and so strong. My husband will die if he is doing so.
So, but at that time, after he had started to really work Advaitacharya over, then Advaitacharya then jumped up and he was very, very happy that now he was being treated and he was being chastised by Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu realized the trick, then Mahaprabhu was feeling himself quite bad, ashamed. So at this time, Naveen Krishna Prabhu explained that along with Advaitacharya were three sons who had been hearing this Yoga Vashishta and engaging with him. But when Advaitacharya, he came back to the fold of bhakti, but these three sons, they still continued the path of monism, Mahavadi philosophy. And in this way, they got rejected by Advaitacharya.
Not only three, but perhaps there were seven, eight. Yeah. And Achyut was the last. Gone.
And Achyutananda, who was the youngest son, he came back with his father not that his father ever went, but he continued along the path of bhakti. So,
when he was a son, my son was a boy, and Krishna, when the son was a boy.
So when Achyutananda was young, then he was inquiring, who is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And it was told that it's Keshava Bharati. So at this he became very disturbed.
Another person came and he asked anyone, asked Advaitacharya, who is the divine master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru? Then Advaitacharya answered that Kesava Bharati is Guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then at once he was in the lap of Advaitacharya. He was feeling uneasy. And he wanted to give up his father also, and he came on the earth in slippery way. He came, and he was telling, I think that there is none in the whole world the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Jagat Guru. hearing this answer, Advaita Acharya became so glad and happy. And he began to do. You are only my son. All are not my son. What you are telling, this is true. But for ordinary persons, I told like that. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, comes to this world, descends, then he accepts a guru to teach all others. But actually, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu are really Jagat Guru. There is no one else qualified to be the guru of Krishna himself. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, no guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Achyutananda becomes so happy. Go on.
Then the Living Krishna Prabhu also told pastime Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur that they were going to the place of Jagannath Madai. And as we know, Jagannath Madai, they were drunkards, constantly drinking, and where they lived, nobody would go by that way. No man, what to speak to a female, would cross the path. So Nityananda, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they went, and they were going to tell them to take up the chanting of Hare Krishna. And Jagannath and Madai, they chased them away. So this time, Lord Nityananda, he was very fast. It's explained that because he is none different from Baladev, strong, fast, slender. But Haridas Thakur was biggish, and he was kind of lagging behind. So when they went, and they told the Advaita Acharya, and then Advaita Acharya, he said,
became furious and outwardly very furious. And then he told?
He said, yes, you went to see two drunken people with another drunk person. And also Mahaprabhu, he's also another mad person. So I can understand that in this way that these four mad and drunken people, that they will dance together.
And they will make whole world
dance.
And like
they'll make the whole world dance.
Drunkards and
madmen.
Don't go to them, he told to Haridas Thakur. You should be careful for them and don't mix with them. We will see that tomorrow all four drinkers will be together on Ganges Ghat and they will do so many things. Then Haridas Thakur began to laugh. Oh, I know you. You are taking pariksha of myself. You are examining me. I know if Nityananda Prabhu thinks anything, it will come true. So I have come to know that tomorrow all will be good bhakta. So don't try to cheat me. Go on.
So then the next day, they went to see Jagannath Madai. And they were drunk. And Madai, he took a clay pot and he threw it and it hit Nityananda in the head. And blood started to come. So then when news came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he immediately ran to the spot. And then he invoked his Sudarshan Chakra. But at this time, so Nityananda Prabhu, he stopped him and he said, in this incarnation, that you do not kill the demons, but rather you destroy the demoniac qualities. And then it was explained that actually Jagai had stopped Madai, tried to stop Madai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just invoked in him feelings of compassion and love, and he embraced Jagai And immediately Jagai started to exhibit ecstatic symptoms. And meantime, Madai was looking, and he was thinking that Jagai has got embraced, so when will I get embraced? And he was waiting to be embraced, but no embrace was coming his way. So then finally, in exasperation, he said that, but Jagai's getting embraced, he's getting mercy, but we grew up together, we drunk together, we perform illicit activities together, so why he's getting embraced, I'm not getting embraced. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he explained that because he had made offense to Nittai, who is more dear to him than his very self, then he cannot excuse him from this. That if he wants to get mercy, then he has to go to Nittai and beg forgiveness. And upon begging forgiveness from Nittai, then he can get the mercy. He can be forgiven. So immediately he went and grabbed the feet, touched the feet of Lord Nityananda, and got forgiveness for this offense. And then he got the embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them, from that point on, they were imbued with Krishna prema.
Yeah. Anything more?
Yes.
Oh yes. Yes. There was also the pastime where Advaita Acharya was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, deceased father. And the system is that one will invite Brahmins to come and they will take prasad. And amongst the Brahmins, then there will be one who is seen to be most senior, most respectable and venerable, and that person will be offered prasadam first. So Haridas Thakur, he was very humbly and sheepishly just staying out in the veranda. And all the Brahmins were seated inside, waiting to be fed. And then Advaita Acharya, he called Haridas Thakur in. And then Haridas Thakur didn't want to come in. And he grabbed him and he dragged him in and made him sit down against his will. And then he offered him the first plate of prasadam, which is offered to the most respectable Brahmin. So the Brahmins...
What he told? That if he will take...
Then this is thousands and thousands of Brahmins, they're being fed.
Yeah.
So he mentioned that time that by... Because Haridas Thakur was reluctant. But he says, by you taking prasad, then this is like feeding thousands and thousands of Brahmins. But the other Brahmins who were seated there, they felt somewhat insulted, and then they left in a huff. So they were going and they were discussing amongst themselves how Advaita Acharya, he could do such a thing to invite somebody who, not only was he not a Brahmin, he was not even a Hindu, but he was a Muslim. How could they do such a thing? But then it started to dawn on them, but wait, this Advaita Acharya is very, very special. Remember when he was a child, Kamalaksha, and we tried to force him to pay obeisances in front of Durga, and then the deity exploded. So then they thought that he is such a great personality that whatever he says must be shastrically correct. So those who had some good fortune, they turned back and went back to Advaita Acharya's house and apologized for their behavior, and then they accepted prasadam and they were fed. And in this way, Advaita Acharya was pacified, was pleased.
Very good. Today is the birthday of Srila Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. You know that how Sita Thakurani with Malini Devi used to support and love Nimai and Nitai both when they were in childhood. Advaita Acharya was more aged than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth, at Mayapur. At that time, Advaitacharya Prabhu's age was more than 60. It may be that at that time he was of 75 years old. And at that time, before the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who went to two whole India, all the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, everywhere in south, west, east, everywhere he went. And thus he passed so many 5 years of life in only touring of this pure religious places. He went to Vrindavan and he stayed near Madan Mohan temple. There is Advait Bhat there near Asht Sakhi. And he anyhow found a deity of Madan Mohan. And he used to worship when he was there. And when he started from there, the deity told him to keep anywhere in Mathura. So he kept it in the house of Brahmin. And he went from here, he went to Mithila. Knowing Mithila, the birthplace of Sitaji in Janakpuri. He saw that outside of Janakpuri, Mithila, very old person, but rays are coming from his body. He is sleeping, keeping his head on the root of any tree, and tears are coming. Perhaps he is not in his senses. And he is singing Sankirtan. उस समय में वो at that time he was uttering kirtan with inner of from his heart, and that kirtan was tatala saikat bari bindusam sutamita ramanini samaj tohi bishari pun tohi bhajab kamunna bela. The meaning of this kirtan, that tatala saikata bari bindu sama, there is a desert, rath desert in Australia also, nothing growing, no grass, nothing, always Sahara, we have heard, any desert Sahara, there are so many deserts like this. In Arab, in Muslim countries, big, big deserts are there, Sahara-like. And always sun makes them so hot that if in that season, summer season, when the balu, sand. The sands are drink like so, being so warm, if anything seed will be given, it will come out like that. Like moody, you know? Like moody. So hot. And deers can be die at once in them. So if it a drop of rain comes in that desert, what it becomes? It vaporizes. And if that vapor will touch anyone, it will be like so many will come out in our body. As if you will give any some oil in a pot, and it is boiling so hot, and if you give some sprinkle of water there, it will like churn. And if it touches anybody, then at once. So like this, Sutamita Ramani Samaje. Our heart is desert. And if a bund, a drop of some happiness filling in their children's wife and all others' wealth is like a drop. We are thinking that it is very pleasant, but it is like a hot vapor, and it will burn to you. Oh Krishna, I have forgotten you. And I am thinking that these things are poisonous things, are nectar for me. I sleep in the night. I waste my time with my wife and other children. In day, wasting all my time in doing useless things, salt, silly things, bad things, nonsense things. Now I have become old. I cannot do anything. Oh, Krishna, save me. And he was. Advaita Acharya for a distance, and he was silent, standing and taking darshan. He saw that he is any Mahapurush, great personality. Otherwise, he cannot utter like this. He went there and he did pranam to, "Who are you?" "I am a bogus person. But waste my time, whole time. Now I become age of 100. Farsighted." He was the king's special kabi in his council, like Sarvam Bhattacharya, and more respect than him. He has from kings and others. He has beautiful wife and so many children. But in his last days he repenting like. He has written so many songs of Krishna pastimes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to read in his Gambhira Leela his songs. Chandidas Vidyapati. He was Vidyapati. There were, I think that Advaita, he was more senior than Advaita Acharya in age. But he is Vishnu. So he met there, and I think that he would have met with Chandidas and all others also. So he was so powerful, Advaita Acharya. We pray in his lotus feet that he should bestow his mercy upon us, that we can know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who he was and how he came, and we can taste something of his teachings. And our hearts should be like that. Now a kirtan, then I will start some. Krishna Das.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम गौरतिशे
Anarpita Charing Chirat. And again, explaining, because we have not explained it as a whole. So I have explained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully. He came to distribute the same prema which he has given in his past, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Now it has gone so long, long time. One day of Brahma has gone away. So what is Unnat Ujjwala Ras? I think some of you have a very little anything. It is somewhat clear that what prema Unnat Ujjwala Ras he wanted to taste and what Unnat Ujjwala Ras he wanted to distribute. I have made it clear. But I think when you will chant more, you have more affection, pure affection, and something, real bhakti will come in heart, then we can realize all this. Otherwise, no. This mundane intelligence, it will not help anything in that. So, all acharyas have warned us not to depend on this worldly intelligence. Try to increase your love and affection by chanting, remembering and doing all these things, devotional activities, and thus from Golok Vrindavan, Shuddha Sattva will come in our heart, touch in our heart. And then you will see everything is going clear. So now you try to hear, but try to make it to realize all things by your bhakti. Without bhakti, you will not be clear. You cannot realize all these things. Someone, they trust on these mental calculations and experience and expiation. But it will not help. They go to universities and here and there, but it will not help. So, Shankaracharya told, Nai nai rakshati dukriti karne. Bhaju Govinda, Bhaju Govinda, Govindam Bhaju Moodhamate. His one disciple is about 100 years and he was repeating the dhatu. Sahtaute, Sahtaute. Sahtaute, you know? These are some prefix of Vyakaran. And he was remembering roles and regulations of Vyakaran. He told that your hairs have been white, teeth are gone, everything, eyesight also gone, and you are now reciting all these rules and regulations of Vyakaran, Anuswar and Visarga. It will not shed. So, you are so foolish. You should chant, Bhaju Govindam, Bhaju Govindam, Govindam Bhaju Moodhamate. That is why. So, we should not depend on our intellectual intelligence or anything. We should try to have very bona fide association of Vaishnava. Any bona fide guru. When, like Shastra, I have explained all these things. And if you are saying that there is no such guru, then make any such devotee Mahabhagavat, as a Siksha guru. And if you have belief, then at once give up your heart in that Vaishnava. Take again Diksha and Siksha. This is the aim and object of our whole life. Worldly problems solving, it will not do anything. There are so many problems in life, but this is most
primary problem.
This is. If it is not solved, then only party feelings and all other things, making money and name and fame will not do. Oh, we are in this big party. How we can live? It will not protect. It will not save. So try to do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Charge. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he gave his heart in the lotus feet of Chaitanya, and told, now I am satisfied. My whole life is now successful. Being in your association and having Diksha from you. So we should try to follow all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all other Goswamis. I'm going to now Hari explain Hari Hapurata Sundara Dyuti Kadam Vasandipita Sadaridaya Kandari Thuratume Nasachinandana. That very Sachinandan, who himself Hari. Who is Hari? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself is that Hari. Now, Chaitanya Rupa Goswami is calling him not Hari, but Sachinandan. Sachi was so merciful to all. So, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be very same like as his mother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes may become very hard and nishthur,
cruel-hearted.
Like he became very cruel-hearted in connection of Chota Haridas, Kala Krishna Das, about King Pratap Rudraja, he will not give his darshan to him. So cruel. He was not ready to take advice of Advaita Charya, Nityananda Prabhu, even Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar, anyone, even his guru, like guru Paramananda Puri and all others. He refused. He told that, now I'm living this Puri. You should be with Chota Haridas. Or you should be with Prataparudra. You will gain so many wealth and reputation and everything. I don't want this. If you are not like this, then we cannot have pure bhakti, devotion. Vaishnava should be like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Rupa Goswami tells, O Prabhu, if you look towards my qualification, then we are hopeless forever. I know that you are not like that. You are also the son of Sachimaya. So I know that you are so kind-hearted. And you cannot give up this quality. And among all qualities, Vatsalya Bhav means to Yes. This is most superior quality of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is praying, that, O Sachinandan, you are same Hari, same Krishna, and you have taken the beauty of Srimati Radhika in mood of Radhika. And you are so merciful that you wanted to give it all the entity, all the persons who have no qualification at all. Giving qualification like Jagai Madhai, you get this Krishna. You are like a lion. Hari has so many meanings. Hari means himself Krishna, who takes the heart and mind of everyone. Hari means lion, very powerful lion. Hari means monkeys. Hari means what more? So many meanings. So here he is taking the meaning of lion. And that is why he is praying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are a lion, very powerful. If you will mad elephants, your mad elephants means or past bad activities and so much offenses to Vaishnavas. There are mad elephants. They can uproot the creeper of bhakti at once and it will dry forever. So our offenses is like
elephant,
mad elephant. In Shastra it has, in Srimad Bhagavata it has been given. If anyone crossing the glories of any pure devotee by criticizing, by abusing, by beating, by not being so happy to see, not abhinandati, welcoming, if he is coming or going, standing, then he is he's doing offenses. And it is like mad elephant, and it takes his all power, good activities, his beauty, his what? Power, intelligence, everything, it destroys. And he, even he is not qualified to go in hell. Next, any greater and bigger and sufferable hell will be made for them. So, we should try to understand all these things. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy is there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lives in the case very dark, that is our heart. If lion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hari is there, we are reminding him, remembering him, glorifying him, kirtan doing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by the roar of this lion, mad elephants can go at once from there. They all be destroyed. Otherwise it is very hard. Krishna cannot do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of same Krishna, but in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having more qualities and mercy from Radhika. Radhika is most merciful and combined with Krishna mercy. They can even overlook and destroy all these offenses they can do. Nityananda Prabhu can do. So, I am praying that this lion should come in my heart. Oh, Sachinandan. Krishna himself, now being Gauranga, having golden beauty of Srimati Radhika, and he has nothing to express similarity of that heart's affection and love. Understand what I told? For elephants, and he has given similarity of elephant, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes like a lion. But how he will express that having the beauty and golden collar, who is that? No example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is similar to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No other
comparison.
So he is telling. He has done the earth of this sloka himself in whole this chapter. Only the earth of this meaning of this sloka explaining. Now I want to hear the explanation meaning made by Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and Shyamrani will read it.
May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of the heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. This is a quotation from the Vidagdha Madhava, a drama compiled and edited by Srila Rupa Goswami. The confidential reason for the Lord's appearance is given in the third chapter, this third chapter, fourth verse. It has been clearly said that Lord Chaitanya appeared to distribute love of Krishna and the chanting of his transcendental holy name, Hare Krishna. That was the secondary purpose. That was the secondary purpose.
Try to hear, listen it. Once I told this, and whole ISKCON leaders became upset. And they were telling me, excusing me, that he has lessened Swami. And they were telling that this is the reason that we are rejecting him. I think by this doing so, they are rejecting Swamiji, not me. They are rejecting Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya, Chaitanya and Bhagavat itself. They are not rejecting me, actually. They should try to reform.
Then, although this is true, this is only the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear the real confidential reason.
He is telling. Rupa Goswami is telling.
In this fourth chapter, he explains that reason. The fourth chapter is an explanation. The fifth verse is an explanation of that verse in Arpi Kuchavinashara. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
You also try to read it again, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we will see all these facts. I know that ordinary and these neophyte are old seniors. They must not know all these things. Otherwise, they will give up to collecting money or anything, making or plans they will ruin, so they should not know all these things. But I think that this is not good.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of these loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow of the position of the object, Radharani. The second reason for His appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of Himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime, and the experience that attraction, to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of Himself, He accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed His company and He enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Himself. She felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than He could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to Him. Krishna is the transcendental male, and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna Himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. He appeared to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna and to answer the call of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. These were secondary reasons. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees, and the records of his diary have revealed these confidential purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in his prayers and poems. So this chapter, chapter 4, which is a commentary on that verse,
yes,
was also specifically describes the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Krishna and Radha are completely different from material lust, and therefore the author has very clearly distinguished between them.
Very good. He has written this for whom? For whom he has written? For readers, those who will read. Or not for any devotee? He wanted to be distributed his all books. Why? That if any man will read this and go to any superior Vaishnava and read it by that and try to understand, he will be qualified. If he knew that in my mission, there is no qualified person and never will be, then why he wrote these things? Some are telling like this, in whole world there is no qualified person. And he never will come like this. If anyone tells, he will be Sahajiya. I think that Rupa Goswami was also Sahajiya. Krishna Das Goswami was. Let them give. Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami is also very greatest Sahajiya. If you tell. I think that they are himself Sahajiya, all are perfect. Even they are not Sahajiya. I think they are Mayavadi or what, I don't think. So, you should not believe that. Any person touching Chaitanya Charitamrita, reading with Vaishnava, reading Bhagavatam, chanting Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, they will be qualified, certainly. And we are all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke kripa patra hum log ho sakte hain. And we can be... Yes, Mahaprabhu. We are all. Because we have come giving all the lines. And we have come in the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his disciplic order successors. I know that you are rare person in whole world. In whole Australia, I seem that Mallities, 50, 60 or 100 person hearing. In whole world, it will be counted on finger, the numbers. So it is a very rare thing. Those who have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his associates, I think one day they will be
qualified,
certainly they will. So don't be hopeless. Don't be hopeless. I see everywhere the rays of hopes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy will be upon you. Perhaps time is today over.
Yes.
We will explain further 41. I wanted to give a very little explanations. I will try, but so many good days are coming. I think after that, Ekadasi will come, and very. After this Shivaratri, after the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, passing very quickly. And our days here also quickly coming. So I fear whether I will be able to explain or not. But even I will try to give.
We will all come to India and hear more.
Yes, right. I'll be so happy. Gaur Praman. Are you not Gurudev? Only Vaishnava.